The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, students, I'm really tired today. I stayed up all night last night so that I would have something good to say on Sister Maria Rose's feast day. Students, how do you know when someone is growing in holiness? What are the signs that a person is becoming closer to God? What would you say? Clay? You can tell that they are becoming more joyful, more happy. The closer we come to God, the happier we become. How else? How else does a person know, gosh, that person is growing in holiness of life? Kieran? They're not making the bad choices they might have made in the past. They're making better choices, good choices. How else? Nobody's at the beginning of the school year, so people are afraid to... Joseph. Can you say it louder? They receive the sacraments more often. They try to grow in grace every day of their lives. Do you know what one of the surest signs is? When I entered the seminary, I wanted to become a saint. And so I would go to my spiritual director every few months or so, and I'd say, "Father, how do I know? How do I know that I'm really growing?" And he would always ask me the same question. He would say, "Are you growing in love for your neighbor? If you are loving the people around you better, that means you are growing closer to God." And this is something we find that defines the life of Saint Maria Rose. Saint Rose of Lima. Saint Rose of Lima, do you know anything about her? Has anyone ever dressed up as Saint Rose of Lima for All Saints Day? Who is that, Susanna? Oh, I can't see, Ethan's head is in the way. What do you know about Saint Rose? She lived in the town of Lima, that's right. What else do we know? Julianne? She learned how to read and write on her own. She was a very bright little girl. Oh, my eyes are bad. I can't see who's in the back there. Kathleen. Many of her friends were saints, and her name was not actually Rose. Do you know what it was? What was it, Kathleen? Isabel. Why did they call her Rose? When she was just a little girl, when she was 3 months old, her mom came to her crib, and she was joined by the servants of the house, and they looked down into her crib, and all of a sudden, a mystical rose, a mysterious rose, appeared right by her face and came to rest on it. And they called her Rose from that moment onward. And when she made her confirmation, she officially took the name of Rose. When she was just 5 years old, she made her first confession. And at that time when she made a confession, she said to the priest, "Father, can I, like St. Catherine of Siena, can I make a vow of virginity? I want to live for God alone." She was just a five-year-old little girl. And the confessor said, "Yes." And so from that moment on, she had pledged her life to God. And so as she got older, she was such a pretty little girl that her parents thought, "Oh, she's going to make a young man really happy." And they looked around for a good man to marry her off to. And she said, "Mom and Dad, I can't get married. I promised to give my heart only to Jesus." And because she was so pretty, a lot of young boys were attracted to her. And so she would do things like, she would take pepper and she would rub it against her face to make her face all red so that they wouldn't find her so beautiful. Or one time she cut her hair off because her hair was such a delight to others, because she only wanted to live for Jesus. And there were miracles in her life. As she got older, people would come to see her because they could tell that she was really holy. And one time she healed a woman of leprosy. Another time, pirates came to invade their country, to invade Peru, and they came to the shore, and that's where the city of Lima was. And they defeated the army of Peru in battle on the sea. And they got to the shore, and so all the women and children, they rushed to the churches with all the religious. And they thought, gosh, if we're in church, they're not going to do anything to us here. And they began to sack and loot the city. They started to steal everything. And then they came to desecrate the churches. And so St. Rose said, if we pray hard with all of our hearts, they can do no harm to us. And they came to the church in which St. Rose was. And when they opened the doors of the church, she went and she took the monstrance that they had placed upon the altar. And she walked towards the doors of the church. And they said there was such a blazing light that came forth from her that all the pirates fled in fear. And they took off and they never returned to the country of Peru. There were all sorts of miracles that she worked in her life. One of the most amazing, though, she wore a ring on her finger, and she had engraved in it words that our Lord Jesus one time said to her. He appeared to her and he said this, "Rose of my heart, be my spouse." And so that ring was a symbol of her marriage to our Lord Jesus, that her heart belonged to him alone, which allowed her to love all those around her. Let's ask our Lord today as we receive him, that we might grow in love for him, so that we might love our neighbor as we ought.